The Jaipur Literature Festival in India is described as the greatest literary show on earth, and it's what inspired Jesse Friedman, executive director for JLF at Boulder, to bring the event to Colorado, making Boulder the first venue in the US to host Jaipur.
My husband and I stumbled into the Jaipur Literature Festival in India in 2011 after being at a translation conference with Tibetan language translators, which is the work my husband does. And at this Jaipur Literature Festival in India, we were stunned. We had never experienced anything like this whatsoever. This array of international authors sitting in conversation with one another, the purpose being bringing diverse voices into conversation, deep thinkers, the best writers. And while it was deep and profound, the joy and the celebration and the atmosphere, literally hundreds of thousands of people beaming with pure joy. And it was just astonishing. So I had this somewhat outlandish idea that I should bring it to the U.S.
Well, this is the fourth year that JLF is being hosted in Boulder, and it all happens at the Boulder Public Library in downtown Boulder. And so for people who may not have had a chance to come and participate in this, mm-hmm. give our listeners a sense of exactly what happens at JLF.
Right. So one of the first things that happen is that you can attend for free. So you can just walk into the library and attend the festival. Admission is free. One of the underpinnings of the festival is that it provides access for all and is a barrier-free event. Then we have about 60 authors from all across the U.S. and around the world presenting at the festival this coming weekend. And that is broken up between Friday afternoon and most of the day Saturday and Sunday. So we have we create panels of authors from diverse backgrounds sitting in conversation with one another about the topics they've written about a theme they have in common. And they may have written about that theme in fiction, in poetry, in nonfiction, in drama. But one of the highlights is bringing diverse voices together into conversation. And so even the educated people of Boulder actually are exposed to new ways of looking and thinking about the issues that we all live with every day. Topics can be migration, environment, climate change, astrophysics, racism, gender issues, human trafficking, music, cooking, slam poetry, science fiction. All the topics that make up the fabric of humanity, the fabric of human society, are there being discussed by people from all over the world. And it's exhilarating and inspiring, and the sense of community, it becomes joyful, absolutely joyful. There also is a fourth venue going on in the library, and the fourth venue holds workshops for children and youth. So there's workshops for ages from 5 up through adults, actually. There's storytelling workshops, and Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Company is doing a dance workshop with kids. We have a wonderful artist, Pat Chapman, coming and doing some visual art storytelling. It's, you know, geared towards youth, but adults come and participate, and that's great. Slam poetry champion Jovan Mays will be with us, always a super popular event, his teaching and empowerment around words and writing speaks to people of all ages. And the other three venues are going on concurrently at the same time, holding sessions with our author presenters, as I was talking about a minute ago.
How do you think that having access to all of this, and particularly authors from India, because it really has stayed true to its roots? I know there are several local authors and authors who travel from the US, but there are many, many Indian authors who come for JLF. You know, people might not have a chance otherwise to hear these and hear about these amazing writers. I mean, how has this really impacted the community?
I think when people experience JLF, and anybody of any age who experiences it, is, you know, their jaw kind of drops, and they are brought into the joy of this occasion and understand that they've just been exposed to great minds, great thinkers, great writers who otherwise would never have come through Colorado or the Rocky Mountain region. We brought the Queen Mother of Bhutan 2 years ago. We brought the U.S. ambassador from India to the festival last year, not because he was the ambassador, because he's a brilliant, brilliant author. We had the gentleman who happens to be the Indian ambassador to Canada with us last year, who happened to write the book that became Slumdog Millionaire. But in addition to Indian authors, we have an array of young, highly acclaimed, award-winning African authors this year, and we have the venerable man of letters, Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, from Kenya. He's been a Nobel Prize candidate 8 times. I hope they give it to him one day. He, similar to Mandela, was imprisoned for his views in Kenya. He was imprisoned without charges, wrote one of his most celebrated novels on toilet paper while in prison. It's stunning that we are able to bring these people to Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region. So it's an opportunity otherwise never been available here. And I think people become aware of that, and I'm deeply appreciative.
Jesse Friedman is the executive director for the Jaipur Literature Festival, which begins today in Boulder.